This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Addiction Information and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Per Wickstrom, the founder of Choices Recovery, a holistic treatment center for substance abuse. Per, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric, and it's my privilege to be here and possibly inform some people of some of the true dangers and some of the new stuff that's out there and help any of your listeners out that I can to look at alternative sources to treatment.
Yeah, we're certainly definitely looking forward to hearing from you today. So first of all, for starters, Per, what are the top three substances that you treat patients for in your programs?
This is gonna surprise you. You know, most people think it would be like cocaine or alcohol. The number one substance is prescription medication. Now, that's just not, like Vicodins. That's the whole gamut of opiates, okay? And then all the psychotropic drugs, you know, that they put people on, such as Xanax and, you know, the benzodiazepines, things like that. That would be the biggest one. The second one would be, of course, heroin. Heroin has taken a jump in production outside of our country, of course, and in Mexico. So the heroin that's coming in is so cheap that it's just boomed. I mean, it's so much cheaper than like a cocaine. Heroin is almost as cheap as alcohol, whereas you can buy a bottle of alcohol for basically $5. You can buy a bag of heroin for $5. You know, so it's like, wow. And then, of course, the third one is the old pride and true. That would be alcohol. Alcohol would be the third largest that we have.
That's absolutely mind-blowing, that information that you just shared. What new substance drug scares you the most?
You know, the factory maids that they've come out with are so, so strong. I would say, you know, like your spices, your bath salts, your crocodile, they're really scary because we don't know that much about them. And then they made a new opioid, which is acetyl fentanyl. Okay? So basically what they've done is they've taken a fentanyl, which is the most potent opioid there is. They made it legal. Now, this fentanyl, it's spelled A-C-E-T-Y-L, okay? It's 5 to 15 times more potent than heroin, okay? It's sold as a designer drug. It's 80 more times potent than morphine. Now, what they're doing with this, Eric, is they're taking this drug and they're cutting it with the normal substance that comes out of the poppies, heroin, and what it does, it makes a super heroin. And on the streets, now this is a good fact for you and your listeners to, you know, we have needle houses across the country for people so we don't spread AIDS. Well, what they're doing with this drug is it's so potent that the drug dealers actually sell it, and when you're a heroin addict and you're going into the needle houses, they have this listed on the bulletin board, and it says, you know, like let's say it's Triple X or it's Mr. Natural. You know, these are the forms that the drug dealer puts on their bags of heroin to identify the heroin. What do you think, Eric, a heroin addict would look for? They look for the stuff that's killing the most people because it's the strongest. Now, if that just doesn't take the cake, this drug is still legal in the United States. That means we can get it sent in from China in pallets as long as we stamp it, not for human use. Okay? So I can get a pallet of this stuff shipped in, and if I'm a heroin dealer, I can cut my heroin with it, and it's killing people left and right all across the East Coast. We had 36 deaths in Pennsylvania so far, New Jersey. It's just running rampant out there. So that's probably the scariest drug that's crossed my lines.
How how can society as a whole tackle the issue of addiction?
I wish I had the answer to that question. Society as a whole, realistically, there's two major areas. The first area that society has to confront is education. Now, of course, everybody says we need to educate the kids, we need to help the kids. You know what? We need to come up with what we all agree to, whether we have a gigantic drug and alcohol conference where the best people from the world come in. And I'm not talking about the PhDs with letters beyond their name that last. I'm talking about guys like me and like other people that have been in this addiction game for the last 20 years. We would know what you face out there. So our youth needs to be educated. It needs to be educated with common sense rules to handle drugs. So, you know, when we have heroin start to appear in, 9 and 10-year-olds' lives, we know there's something wrong with the system. It's broke. We must fix it. Okay? The other area, Eric, that we need to do is we need to stop incarcerating nonviolent drug offenders. Okay? It costs on an average of $20,000 to $40,000 a year to incarcerate an individual in prison. So a guy gets busted, let's say he has, 50 pounds of marijuana. And in New York, it's illegal. He goes to jail. He gets 2 years in jail. Well, that just costs the taxpayer in New York about $120,000 because New York is the most expensive jails in the world. Now, on the average, you can rehabilitate somebody for, when you look at that kind of money, you can rehabilitate somebody for $15,000 to $20,000 into a long-term program. Wouldn't it make more sense today to stop incarcerating people, make more boot camps, make more rehabilitation centers, give people that chance not to go to jail? Say, you know what, Eric, you're not going to go to jail this time. You're going to go to boot camp, or you're going to go to this rehabilitation program, but still keep them under the same probationary period. Let's say they're looking at 2 years in prison. Keep them under that. If you screw up again, you have that 2 years looking over your head. And even though I'm not a guy that pushes force, I'm not a proponent of, let's force people to stay sober. But sometimes when you have a guy that keeps getting into trouble because he needs money for drugs, if you teach him how to stay off of drugs and you also teach him a little bit about life skills, a little bit about awareness, a little bit how to do a GED, a little bit how to get their education, a little bit how to apply for a college loan. These things are out there for individuals if they want to learn them.
Well said there. Today we are with Per Wickstrom, the founder of Choices Recovery, a holistic treatment center for substance abuse, here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Per, is addiction increasing or decreasing worldwide, and why?
A good statistic to look at, Eric, is how many people die, okay? All right? How many people die from addiction? Now, we all know there's a big hurrah about guns right now, don't we? And we think about this for a minute. I was actually at the National Baptist Conference in Detroit, Michigan yesterday as one of their keynote speakers on addiction. And I brought a great idea to everybody. I said, let's take a little look at statistics. How many people died in 2010 from drug overdose? 38,932, I believe, died in 2010. In 2013, that number increased 5,000 people to 43,000. Okay? Now, let's take a look at the next highest ones. Alcohol, I believe 33,000 people died from alcohol. Doesn't everybody, Eric, have to button their safety belt? Right? Yeah, everybody's got to button their safety belt. Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if we all had to go take a course on drugs and how to recognize drugs in the home, for our parents. But anyway, that's a whole other interview. But right now, we have where alcohol killed 33,000 in 2010. Drugs killed 38,000, okay? Now, the traffic accidents, excuse me, it wasn't alcohol. Traffic accidents killed 33,000. Drugs killed 38,000, okay? That was in 2010. In 2013, drugs went up 5,000, okay? Traffic accidents didn't go up 5,000, okay? But drugs did. So you ask me a question is it increasing? And how do we recognize the problem? It's increasing, and the way to recognize it is with how many people are dying. I'll ask you this question, too, and this will end off the interview, I think, with some controversy. When is the last time you saw a president or a major politician get up on stage and say, hey, we need to do something about drugs? It's killing X amount of people. But we hear it. They get up, they have organizations about alcohol, and you got to remember that alcohol statistic too of the 33,000, 10,000 of those people that got into a traffic accident that died in 2010, 10,000 of them were drunk, were over the legal limit of alcohol. So let's look at that. The politics doesn't say fix drug addiction. The politics says let's stop guns. Guns are bad. Well, you know what the statistic was in 2010 for guns, Eric? It was 31,000 deaths because of guns. So is drug addiction probably our number one topic and should be our number one topic for education in the families, for what we're going to do as a society? Yes, to answer your question, it should be the number one.
Without a question. Thank you for that in-depth perspective. Finally, what is the one thing that you would tell a person who has a loved one who is suffering from substance abuse?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is to dial 844-206-3889 and get a counselor on the phone. There's so many different avenues of addiction. You know, some people have addiction to opiates. Some people have addiction to inhaling gas. Okay, gasoline, believe it or not, people inhale it. Some people have an addiction to marijuana, which, believe it or not, is so strong right now that there are people that are addicted to it. Okay, not physically, but mentally. So what would I tell a person suffering? Pick up the phone and call a counselor. Okay, pick up the phone and get somebody on the phone that's been where they're at right now. Go find their parents, go find their wives and husbands, go find their friends and say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of waking up with my head on the ground with no money in my pocket, nowhere to go, okay? I need help. It's so simple. Individuals just need help. They just need to ask. And so there's an old adage that my dad taught me a long time ago. If you don't know how to do something, instead of doing it wrong, why don't you just ask me, son? And I'll give you my information and my knowledge for free. Now, not saying it's going to work every time, Eric, because, you know, we find that the best lessons we learn in life are lessons that when we scrape our knee on the pavement, we get a little scab there. But just for your information that anybody can dial that number, and that number's available almost 24 hours a day. We have counselors on that phone. Anybody can get on the website, Choices Recovery, okay? Anybody can call any time of the day, any time of the night, all right? Give us a call. If you can't get a hold of us, get a hold of somebody that's in the addiction field, and at least you can talk to somebody so they can at least tell you, you know, hey, get off the phone with me and dial 911. You see what I mean? Because, you know, if somebody comes onto the phone with me and I know I can't help them, it's just not a, you know, I'm kind of sad because I'm high and stuff like that. If somebody's sitting there, you know, and saying, I have a knife to my throat, I'm ready to hang myself, you know, that's a 911 call. You mean? So we can make an adjudication and make a decision based on what's best in the individual that calls. And, of course, are we going to be 100% right? No. But at least they made the attempt to call before anything bad happened. That's my advice to somebody that's having a problem.
Very good advice, without a question. Where can listeners get more information on Choices Recovery, and how can they be in contact as well?
Like I said, you can Google, Bing, Microsoft, whatever you want to call it, Choices Recovery on the internet. You can dial the 844-206-3889. Pretty much 24 hours a day, and get somebody on the phone. Somebody will always answer the phone. That's 844-206-3889. Again, let me repeat that one more time. 844-206-3889. You can call, you can get on the website, and we'll do whatever we got to do to take care of it. You know what I mean? Whatever we got to do, Eric, we will do.
Pear, I can't thank you enough. Valuable information and from your perspective. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, it was great. I hope I helped people out there. I hope people got something out of what I had to say. And again, if I can be of any service, give us a call.
Thank you so much, Pear. We've been speaking with Pear Wickstrom, the founder of Choices Recovery, a holistic treatment center for substance abuse. And once again, the website of reference is choices-recovery.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Addiction Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.